recognize with the new term, we have a couple new chairs and vice chairs, so I will read off both the chair and the vice chair and ask that they give their report. I am going to start with the Land Use Committee. I'll recognize Alderman Laredo, and his vice chair is going to be Alderman Schwartz, who I do not see here yet. Thank you. You do have public hearing scheduled for next Tuesday evening. Could you just use the mic for Alderman Laredo?
We do have a number of public hearings scheduled for Tuesday the 14th. They've been previously noticed.
Great. Thank you. I'm a little, some of the chairs have changed, the seats have changed, so I'm trying to find out where some of the faces are, so I apologize. Okay, next I have the Zoning and Planning Committee that will be chaired by Alderman Marcia Johnson. The vice chair is Alderman Vicki Danberg. At this time, I will recognize Alderman Johnson.
Thank you. There is no report this evening, but there is a public hearing on the 13th, which was noticed prior to the end of our previous term.
Great.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Next, I have the Programs and Services Committee. It will be chaired by Alderman Amy Sangiolo. It will be vice-chaired by Alderman John Rice. At this time, I'll recognize Alderman Sangiolo.
Thank you, Mr. President. There's no report.
Thank you very much. Next, I have the Public Safety and Transportation Committee that will be chaired by Alderman Jay Ciccone, and the vice-chair will be Alderman Jay Harney. And this time, I'll recognize the chair, Alderman Ciccone.
Thank you, Mr. President. There's no report this evening, but I would like a suspension of the rules so I can accept the late file docket item.
Okay, the chair has requested a suspension of the rules to accept the late file docket item. All those in favor of suspending the rules will say aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Please go ahead, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's on page 7, docket item 18-14, Alderman Johnson, Albright, and Norton requesting discussion with the Newton Police and Executive Departments regarding ticketing on Newtonville Avenue at the bottom of a handicap ramp. And that concludes it, my report.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Next, I have the Public Facilities Committee. It will be chaired by Alderman Deb Crossley. The vice chair will be Alderman Susan Albright. At this time, I will recognize the chair, Alderman Crossley.
Thank you, Mr. President. There is no report this evening, and as other chairs have noticed, we also have a public hearing scheduled for this Wednesday evening, but they have been previously noticed. And as well, I would like to remind the board that our meeting this week will begin at 7:15 in room 209. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Alderman Crossley. Next, I have the Finance Committee. It will be chaired by Alderman Len Gentile, and the vice chair is Alderman Ruth Ann Fuller. At this time, I'll recognize the vice chair of the committee, Alderman Fuller.
Thank you, Mr. President. While we have no report, I would like to ask for suspension of the rules for two late filed items.
Great. The vice chair has requested a suspension of the rules to accept two late filed docket items. Is there a second? All those in favor of suspension of the rules will say aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Please go ahead, Madam Vice Chair.
Thank you. Item number 18-14, which was just read out by Alderman Ciccone, Alderman Johnson, Albright, and Norton, requesting discussion with the Newton Police and Executive Departments regarding ticketing on Newtonville Ave at the bottom of a handicapped ramp. In addition, item number 19-14, and I'm on page 7 if anybody needs to find it, His Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to transfer the sum of $40,000 from the public building's salaries account to a public building's capital account to cover the cost for the emergency replacement of the boiler at the Hawthorne Fieldhouse at Pellegrini Park in Nonantum. Thank you, Mr. President.
Great. Thank you very much. And last, I have the Real Property Reuse Committee that will be chaired by Alderman Albright, Susan Albright, and the vice chair will be Alderman Ted Hess-Mahan. And I'll recognize at this time Alderman Albright.
Thank you, Mr. President. There's no report.
Great. Okay. So those are our chairs and vice chairs for the 2014-2015 term. And at this time, seeing no other business before the committee, I will ask the clerk to call the roll in the reports docket and our referral docket.
Alderman Albright.
Aye.
Alderman Baker.
Aye.
Alderman Blazer.
Aye.
Alderman Ciccone. Alderman Cody.
Aye.
Alderman Crossley. Alderman Danberg.
Aye.
Alderman Fuller.
Aye.
Alderman Gentile. Alderman Harney.
Aye.
Alderman Hess-Mahan. Alderman Johnson.
Aye.
Alderman Kalis.
Aye.
Alderman Lappin.
Aye.
Alderman Laredo.
Aye.
Alderman Leary.
Aye.
Alderman Lipoff.
Aye.
Alderman Norton.
Aye.
Alderman Rice.
Aye.
Alderman Salvucci.
Aye.
Alderman Sangiolo.
Aye.
Alderman Schwartz.
Aye.
Alderman Yates.
Aye.
President Lennon.
Aye.
The vote is 22 yeas with 2 absent.
Great. All items on first call carry, and all new items are referred to their respective committees. Is there any other business before the Board of Aldermen this evening? I did just want to recognize, I neglected to recognize Bill Ranke at inauguration, who also is aspiring to spend as much time as Dick and Mildred Hutchinson here at City Hall. So that's all right, buddy. I won't comment. We're on TV. I just wanted to say thank you, Bill, as well, for coming to all of our meetings and being such an active participant. Is there any other business before the board this evening? Seeing none, I'll recognize Alderman Rice.
Mr. President, motion to adjourn.
There's a motion to adjourn. All those in favor will say aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. We are adjourned at 7:52 p.m.